Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with Brandon Millett, the co-founder and president of the GI Film Festival. Brandon, thanks so much for joining us again.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Jason, for having me.
We like talking to you every year. It's a fun annual tradition around here, especially in D.C. No better spot to, you know, salute the troops through a bunch of other great movies, some by former vets themselves that have become filmmakers, or some by filmmakers just about that subject. So it's a great service you do. So I just wanted to thank you off the top.
Oh, well, thanks a lot for saying it. Yeah, it's been kind of a great wild ride, the GI Film Festival, over the last 10 years. We're heading into year 11. The films have never been better. Start to finish, this is the best lineup we've ever featured. We're really excited about it. This is kind of the time when it's kickoff now, right? So we're out of the locker room and we're ready to go. So I look forward to showing these films to folks.
Awesome. Before we dive into the actual slate this year, give me sort of an idea, because you said this is sort of the biggest and best you had yet, but give us sort of an idea of how much it's grown over the years, you know, in terms of submissions and that sort of thing.
Yeah, boy, it's hard to remember those early days, 11 years ago, when we started this film festival. But yeah, I mean, it was a little bit tough to get film content, and, it was a smaller affair. But now over the years, the last 10 years, we've earned a reputation. So not only are we getting all of the phenomenal independent films that come out every year about the military, but we also get some studio films too. So we're able to add a little bit of Hollywood sizzle to the event as well. And that's just grown as the reputation of the festival has grown. So we get a lot more films, better films, stuff from Hollywood, some celebrities now and again, too. So it's just a great mix.
You mentioned the celebrity sizzle here and there. Go into some of that this year. We have some big-name guests I see here.
We do. One of my favorite all-time actors, Tom Berenger. And folks, of course, know him from Platoon, Major League, Dogs of War. He's been in so many films over the year, and many of those films have been military films. I mentioned Platoon. And so this year we're going to be presenting him with our GI Choice Award in recognition for all of the great work he's done in those military films, some very iconic characters. So that's going to be Saturday night at our Cinematic Salute to the Troops at the Howard Theater. So we're very excited about that. We also have Judd Nelson. So for anybody, of course, in my generation, you remember Breakfast Club, you remember John Bender. But he's also been in a number of other films, New Jack City, St. Elmo's Fire, Suddenly Susan. He's had a bunch of new films coming out as well. He's a huge supporter of the troops. 30th anniversary of a film called Dear America, Letters Home from Vietnam. He participated in that film, so we're going to be doing a little something with him during our cinematic salute as well. We also have some cast members from the AMC show Turn. We're going to be doing the world premiere of the season premiere of the AMC show Turn during our international night on Thursday night at the Canadian Embassy. So, yep, we've got our celebrity sizzle back again.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, Tom Berenger, man, I'm with you. I mean, I think I first saw him as Jake Taylor, the catcher in Major League, but we love to hate him in Platoon. I mean, he was so good in that movie. He was, you know, so great. I mean, poor Willem Dafoe looking up at the sky.
Yeah, no kidding, right? But, and if you meet the guy, he's just such a great guy, too. So very different from the character, sir.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What's he like behind the scenes? Because, I mean, he seems like his heart's totally in the right place. And isn't he actually coming to ride in the Rolling Thunder on Monday?
Yeah, he's going to be riding his bike up with his wife. They're going to be traveling north to be with us throughout the entire festival week. One thing about Tom Berenger is he has a big heart for the troops. It's one of the reasons why he gets involved in so many military projects, but he's also a military history buff. And so he's really into seeing the film content. That always excites us, not only when a celebrity comes to the event because they want to be a part of it, but also they want to actually watch the films. So that's exciting for us.
That's awesome. So Cinematic Salute to the Troops is sort of, I guess, your big star-studded thing at Howard Theater. And I hear that the one lucky attendee to that event will also get tickets to see Christopher Nolan's new war movie?
Oh, that's right, Dunkirk. So everyone's really excited about this film. And if you've seen the trailer, you'll see why everyone's so excited. So yes, Christopher Nolan's new film, Dunkirk, a Warner Brothers film, we're going to be giving away two tickets to the New York City premiere of the film to take place this summer. And it includes travel, it includes lodging, so it's going to be a very exciting night for two lucky people at the Cinematic Salute. Everybody who buys a ticket is eligible for that.
That's so awesome. Before Dunkirk arrives, let's go into all the great movies that you guys have in your lineup here. And if you don't mind, maybe we can work a little chronologically just so our listeners can keep track of it all in their heads. So Thursday, May 25th at the Navy Memorial Theater. It's right down there by the Metro stop there, right by the archives. Operation Route 66. Tell us about this documentary.
Well, this is a great film. It's beautifully done. It's about a father-son team who take their bikes out on the road. They want to learn more about the troops. They realize that as civilians, they really don't know a lot about the challenges facing military families. So they take off on this road trip down Route 66 on their bikes, along the way meeting all of these veterans. And it is a really heartwarming film. It's so, as I mentioned, it's beautifully done. The father in the movie is actually a photographer filmmaker, so it's beautiful and pristine in terms of filmmaking. So people are going to love that film. That's showing at noon to 2 p.m. At the U.S. Navy Memorial Theater on Thursday.
That's awesome. And then right after it, you got the Two Sides Project, another feature doc.
Yeah, this is such a great story. This is about some U.S. citizens who lost their fathers during the Vietnam War, and they decide to embark on a trip over to Vietnam, not only to get some closure by seeing where their fathers had lost their lives, but also meeting with Vietnamese family members who lost their fathers during the Vietnam War as well. So it's a great documentary, a phenomenal story. Some of the folks from that film, from Vietnam, are going to be with us at the screening, which is going to make it, that always makes it all the more exciting. But that's something definitely not to miss.
That's so awesome. And then I think later the first night on Thursday, it wraps up over at the Canadian Embassy with Warriors Around the World. It's five short films, right?
That's right. And this is one of my favorite events because we invite folks over to the Canadian Embassy and we show films from countries all around the world. And so we're going to be showing films from Israel, from Canada, from the UK. And I also mentioned the AMC Turn film, the Revolutionary War show, spy show on AMC Network. We're going to be doing the world premiere, the series premiere that night at the Canadian Embassy as well, representing the United States. So it's going to be a really great night. That's Thursday night, again, Canadian Embassy.
That's so awesome. All right, moving to Friday. We're back at the Navy Memorial Theater. It kicks off with Veterans and the Arts, another collection of short films.
It is. And, you know, what I love about this block is we have some films in there by military filmmakers. In fact, I think the majority of them are military filmmakers. And for the first time last year, we started to include films in the festival by military veterans, even if the subject isn't a military subject. And so we have some of those films in this particular block. And so it's really highlighting the important role that military veterans play in the arts community and the important role that the arts community plays in helping veterans to heal.
And you got a couple other shorts packages that same day, right? One called Triumph and one called Healing Division.
Triumph has one of my favorite movies in the festival. This is a film about a soldier who was paralyzed from the neck down. It is a very intimate film about his experience, his recovery, how he learned to overcome his difficulties and live a very inspired life. And it's a love story, too, because his caretaker becomes his wife, and it's about her strength and her resilience as well. And so that's called American Veteran, and that's part of our Triumph block on Friday.
And then Healing Divisions, what can we expect from that one? That block.
Healing Divisions is a really interesting block. There's a film called High Low 40, and I'm not going to give away the ending of the film, but mm-hmm. It's about these two brothers and they're veterans, and it's about family healing. They have to go make a trip to see their father who's on his deathbed. And so it's about some of the family issues that take place when veterans return home. So again, I don't want to give away the ending of that film, but it is so well done, so well acted, and very funny too. It's a very poignant film, but also very funny.
Good. We don't want to know the end, but that was just enough to whet our appetite.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Teaser. All right. And then the night closes with Warriors Appreciation Night.
Yeah, this is a great night. We invite the troops, especially welcoming some from Walter Reed, who are recovering warriors, and we invite them out for a fun night at the festival. Usually this is a popcorn film, and yes, popcorn is served. And this time we're getting an advanced screening of the Warner Brothers film Wonder Woman. So we're very excited about that. Even before it hits theaters, it's going to be at the GI Film Festival, and we're going to be screening that for the troops. Again, wounded warriors from Walter Reed and other wounded warrior regiments around the city. So that should be a fun night.
So wait, they get to see Wonder Woman before the rest of the public.
Yes, they do.
And look, you know, at you.
I know, right? How cool is that? Well, thanks to Warner Brothers for giving us that honor. But, you know, the leading lady in Wonder Woman is herself a veteran of the Israeli armed forces. So that's kind of an interesting little side note to Wonder Woman that maybe some people don't know. Gal Gadot is her name.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. We wanted more of her in Batman Superman. I'm excited. I'm excited that she's getting her own movie here and that the troops get to watch it first. You know,
they get it first.
That's only fitting.
Yes.
That's so great. All right, so moving on into Saturday, May 27th, we're back at the Memorial Theater again. Kicks off with The Greatest Generation. World War II, baby.
Yes, gotta hit The Greatest Generation. We've got four great short films about World War II. Three of them are documentaries. Outstanding, sort of those heroic stories, those sort of incredible demonstrations of courage on the battlefield. And then there's a very interesting film called Myra, which is our narrative short film there, that takes place in Australia. So that's kind of a little something different in that block, a little different flavor.
By Victoria Wharf McIntyre. All right. So then Women Warriors after that. Explain why you guys grouped together this little block.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Every year there's a theme that emerges organically from the film content. And one of the themes this year is this is the year of the Wonder Woman. And we've got not only an advanced screening of Wonder Woman, but we also have this great block of films and women warriors. And really anchoring the block is a film called After Fire. And it's about, you know, what women warriors have to face, the challenges not only in the battlefield, but sometimes within their own units, and how they overcome those challenges to accomplish these great successes after returning home. So it's a really great film about the strength and resilience of our female veterans.
And speaking of, you mentioned Returning Home, that is the next block. That's the title of the next block, Returning Home, which I remember a couple years ago I saw, what was it, Fort Bliss with Claudia Myers, local filmmaker, AU professor.
Yes.
As well. A similar theme with Fort Bliss and Michelle Monaghan, Returning Home. I assume that this block is all about what they face when they come back.
It is. And, you know, these films really embody what the festival is all about, because we're a festival that likes to search for hope and inspiration, even in difficult topics. And one of those films in this block is called Comedy Boot Camp. It's a really interesting film about veterans who come home and get into the world of stand-up comedy and how they train in stand-up comedy. And now that helps them to heal from their wartime experiences. So that's just a great film block. And that film anchors the block.
That's awesome. And then, of course, Saturday closes with the aforementioned cinematic salute to the troops. In addition to, you know, all the celebrities that you mentioned that are going to be on hand for that at the Howard Theater, what are the films that are going to be part of that? Do you have three shorts?
We do. And one of my favorite films in the festival is The Jockstrap Raiders. And this is a film that was directed by an Army veteran whose name is Mark Nelson, and it's an animated comedy, takes place during World War I, Leeds, England, and it is so hysterically funny, people are going to be rolling in the seats. And then we have a couple of other films, one called Places Like This, again, an inspirational story about soldiers suffering from post-traumatic stress and how they overcome their difficulties by climbing a mountain together, so it's kind of an interesting film. And then All American, another film about the Greatest Generation, particularly one veteran from World War II, and they're just demonstrating the great humility of that generation. So three short films plus all the celebrities and some music and comedy, all wrapped into one event.
That's awesome. And it's hosted by the comedian Jamie Kaler?
It is, yes. Jamie is one of our favorites. This is coming back for a fourth year. Everyone loves him. He is so funny. He's been on the show My Boys. He's on Chelsea Lately. He's the host of America Fact versus Fiction. He's a comic, an actor, and also a Navy veteran. So we're just really excited to have him and seeing and holding down the entire evening.
That's awesome. Well, hopefully when we're leaving the salute to the troops on Saturday, we'll all do a big Judd Nelson fist in the air. So like at the end of Breakfast Club. I love it.
That's right.
Awesome. All right. Which brings us to Sunday, May 28th, at the Navy Memorial Theater, Defying the Odds.
Yes, there's a few films in this block I love, but two of them I'll mention. One is called Switchblade, and this is a really great, very well put together documentary from a Brazilian filmmaker. It's about troops in Brazil who overcome racism and produce one of the greatest victories in World War II. Very fascinating story. And then there's another one called We Can Do It. This is about Rosie the Riveters in World War II, all those young women who helped change the course of history by supporting the troops back home. And that's a film called We Can Do It. Both of those films are showing at the Navy Memorial at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
And what can we expect from Honor and Sacrifice, the next block?
Yes, Honor and Sacrifice has a great narrative short film called The Colonel that I'll just point out. And this is a true-to-life story, but it's a narrative form. And it's about a Marine colonel who's discharged due to medical issues. And he has to sort of overcome his disappointment and learn how to serve the country in a different way. And it stars an actor named Kevin Durand, who's famous for the show Vikings. He was in I Am Number 4. Just a really great actor. And we've got a couple of films in that block also dealing with service animals as well. And we'll have some service animals on hand for that film block, Honor and Sacrifice, Sunday at the Navy Memorial Theater at 12:30.
Awesome. And then, of course, as the afternoon rolls into the evening, we have Beyond Service. I was clicking through and saw some really interesting ones, including the Vietnam Wall guy.
Yes, that's Jan Scruggs, you know, a local person who put together the Vietnam Wall. And it's a short documentary, but it's all about his efforts to make that happen. And then, of course, we close with another person who's well-known in the military community. It's a film called Gary Sinise, Always Do a Little More. Gary's been so much a part of the narrative of the GI Film Festival over 10 years. So we have a film about him, and it's about the genesis of his support of the troops. A lot of people know about Lieutenant Dan, right?
Right.
But the genesis of this goes all the way back to the Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago in his days, all the way back then. And so we learn a lot about the history of Gary Sinise, and his acting career, and also his love of the troops. And that anchors that block, again, which is Beyond Service, Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Navy Memorial.
That's awesome. So if you want to see, you know, how it all got started and go behind the big heart of Gary Sinise, check that one out. After that, we have Remembrance. That's the last block before the Best of the Fest.
That's exactly right. And the film that anchors this block is called The Liberation of Kuwait, 25th Anniversary, Gulf War. This is the, you know, we have reviewed over 3,000 military movies. This is the first film that we've seen about the great military victory in Kuwait. And so it's a rare gem, and we hope people will come out and see that. And that is, again, in our Remembrance block, Sunday at 5:30, Navy Memorial.
Awesome. And then, of course, there's the Best of the Fest at the end to wrap it all up in case, you know, you can't get it. Not everyone can get out every day, so that's a good time to, you know, see maybe the cream of the crop that you missed. Do you guys hand out awards? I'm trying to remember from the past.
We do, and you know, our awards are so cool. They're bulletproof chest plates from Hardwire.
Oh my God.
Called Hardwire. They're so great. So yes, we will be presenting awards. Everyone loves to get those, and they're easy to pack too, which is why the out-of-town folks love them. But on Sunday's Best of Fest Award, not only are we going to have the award ceremony, we're also getting an exclusive sneak peek of the Vietnam War. This is the new PBS documentary series by Ken Burns. We have an exclusive look at it. That's going to be during our award ceremony, a little extra incentive for people to come out on Sunday night before the Memorial Day holiday on Monday, 8 o'clock at the Navy Memorial again.
If that's half as good as his Civil War documentary series, we're in for a treat.
people are just chomping at the bit to see this film, so we're going to get a nice look at it on Sunday of the festival, closing it out.
That's a perfect way to close it. Awesome. So, I mean, in addition to all the movies, I know there's, you know, you have a couple other special events, too. We mentioned the Warriors Around the World, but don't you guys, you're also swinging by Capitol Hill, right, for a reception?
We are, yes. On Wednesday night, we're going to be hosting a reception called Veteran Health, A New Hope. And so we're going to have members of Congress speaking at that event. We're going to have the Secretary of Veterans Affairs speaking at that event. Tom Berenger will be there as well. And lots of folks around the Hill, basically to talk about where we go from here in terms of veteran health care, which is a hot-button issue on the Hill. So that's going to kick off the festival. And, of course, so many of our films deal with that topic, so it's certainly appropriate to start the film festival addressing that topic and right on the Hill.
That's so great. Let's highlight one more of the special events. Pitch Fest.
Yes. Love this. This is sort of GI Film Festival meets Shark Tank. All right, so we're going to have filmmakers stand up in front of a panel of judges, and they're going to make their best pitch on their film project. And then our judges are going to critique them, they're going to give feedback, and at the end, they're going to determine who has the winning pitch. And so that takes place Friday morning. There are still tickets. Folks can still come and see that event and witness for themselves this Shark Tank-style pitch fest at the GI Film Festival.
I'm trying to remember, did you guys have like a screenplay competition as well?
We do have a screenplay competition. We started this about 5 or 6 years ago, and this year we're doing it again. We have our finalists all come to the festival, and the best screenplay will be announced during our closing Best of Fest Awards on Sunday.
What I love about it is you can even log on to your website and see little excerpts of the script pages. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we want people, just give people a little bit of a taste, and then, you know, hopefully these projects, our goal is for these projects to ultimately be made. And so we try to facilitate that once the festival is over by helping the screenwriter to get their film project in front of some people who can actually make it happen.
That's so awesome. Well, if you can't tell by listening to this whole interview, there's a myriad of events. If our listeners heard this, you know, why should they come out? You know, what's the final sell?
Well, the final sell, you know, you mentioned Michelle Monaghan, and she did a premiere called Fort Bliss at our festival a few years ago. And after the screening, she told an audience that the GI Film Festival was the single most profound experience of her entire career. And those are strong words, and that's the reaction we look for every year. The GI Film Festival cannot be described. It has to be experienced. There's something magical that happens when you bring together great films with real heroes, add a little celebrity sizzle to the event, and some great parties. It really is a phenomenal time. So I hope folks choose to spend their Memorial Day weekend at the GI Film Festival. All events are taking place in Washington, D.C. All information can be found on our website, gifilmfestival.com.
Thank you so much. And on a personal note, I got to know, how often during this thing do you get a little misty-eyed, a little lump in the throat watching this?
Well, it doesn't surprise people who know us that between my wife and I that I'm the weepy one. So when we're reviewing films, I get teared up, you know, and they never cease to cause emotion in me when I'm sitting in an audience because I can feel the rest of the audience also with me and experiencing the film. And so, you know, even though it happens during the review process, when you're in a theater, it's a totally different experience. And I do tear up.
Awesome. Well, if you don't at this festival, then, you know, there's something wrong with it. You don't have a soul. So,
well, we tell people, you know, if you come to the festival start to finish, you will experience every single conceivable human emotion. That's what we like to say. It really is that type of experience for people, that visceral.
That is so true, man. It brings out the gamut. So come on out, experience it all together. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us. And everybody, go check out the festival. It's a great annual tradition. I'm glad it's still going 11 years on. Keep it going.
Thanks so much. Yes, we're looking forward to it. It's kickoff time.
All right, blow the whistle. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, thank you, sir.